Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last study, we watched as each family carefully selected a blemish-free lamb from their flocks. Then at twilight, each household's lamb would die. But it was not enough that the blood of the lamb be shed. It also had to be personally applied. So the blood was caught in a basin, and using some hyssop, a brush-like weed, the blood was applied to, quote, the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses, Exodus 12, verse 7. This would prove that death had already come to this house in the form of a substitute. It was their only protection when the destroying angel arrived at midnight, sent to slay every firstborn in the land. And this because Pharaoh had stubbornly refused to let God's firstborn, the nation of Israel, leave for the promised land. How would the blood help? Here's God's explanation. Quote, the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Verse 13. This is so important to understand. We all had a hand in the death of the Son of God. It was because of what we were and what we had done that he died. Quote, he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. 1 John 2, verse 2. Propitiation means, quote, the satisfactory sacrifice. God says, you have had a personal part in the death of my Son. Now you may have a part in the life that he brings. He died so you can have eternal life through him. Perhaps you know the blood of the Lord Jesus was poured out 2,000 years ago at Calvary. But have you personally applied it to your need? Listen, quote, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Oh, believe it!
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.